Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Okay. Sick Ick Music. He is dropping some fire. I like to always listen to a little something on my way into the office, and today had me feeling them Friday vibes. Hopefully you guys are kicking your day, your weekend off right. Whenever you're listening to this, today's going to be an important message. Just because I've been so damn busy. I haven't been posting a ton on my social media, and I really have been watching what's been going on over the course of, let's say, the last 30 days. And I really thought that when they started pushing this whole Delta variant, you basically kind of knew, or at least could kind of forecast what was coming. And it's crazy to me to see how many people immediately snap back into fear and contract under those circumstances. But at the end of the day, power is always going to push as far as they possibly can. And when you combine power and force, ultimately it equals compliance for a lot of people, because unless that power and force is met with equal or greater force, guess what? What goes in motion stays in motion. And that is ultimately what we're seeing in a lot of areas of government overreach right now. And so today's message is honestly something that I've wanted to say. You guys have heard me, you know, on the podcast, if you've been listening for the last year and a half, share a lot of my thoughts and feelings about what's going on right now. A lot of this hasn't really personally passed the sniff test to me from day one. And I'm not saying that this isn't a real issue in terms of a health issue. It's not a real health issue to do what the world and really the government in the U.S. has done specifically. That being said, we live in the land of the free and home of the brave, and so many people have sacrificed their lives and their careers and their families and things that are honestly unimaginable for many of us nowadays, for us to have these types of freedoms and to have these types of blessings in our lives. And it feels like some of those things are under attack. And anybody that says that, honestly, seems to feel, to me, get labeled as a conspiracy theorist nowadays, a right-wing extremist, which I don't consider myself any of those things, but I do consider myself a logical and a critical thinker and someone who can read and assess data, and someone who can ultimately, you know, rely on their gut instincts. And at this stage of the game, I see so many other people who really are intelligent, who are logical, who are non-extreme type of people feeling and thinking the same way. And right now, why I'm sharing this message is because I feel like, honestly, we need the level-headed thinkers to step up. We need someone who looks normal, who acts normal, who contributes to society, who acts respectfully, who, you know, thinks logically, to start to speak up and step out and go, okay, this is a pretty normal person here, and they're feeling this way. And guess what? I feel that way too. So I must not be crazy. I must not be one of those crazy conspiracy theorists. I must not be one of those right-wing extremists. Because, you know, right now I see the mainstream, and they've done this for weeks upon, well, really for a long time, but with the last, you know, kind of, let's say bump in cases, there's been a lot of fear pushed in the mainstream media for the past few weeks. And it's crazy to me to see how negatively it is affecting people. It makes me sad, to be honest, because these are real fears. These are real anxieties. These are real stresses. And, It's across the board, whether you're legitimately fearful, scared, stressed, anxious about catching this Delta variant, which in my opinion is just, they're going to find more and more of these quote unquote variants to scare you with, to control you with until they ultimately get compliance. They get what they want from you. But to back up, these are real fears and real stresses. And I acknowledge that and I respect that in the people who have them. There are also fears of people like me who maybe aren't necessarily as scared health-wise, but are scared of government lockdowns and shutdowns and how that impacts their businesses, their careers, their livelihoods. I got a lot of friends that work at hospitals right now, and we're seeing, obviously, with the federal mandate of government employees and government contractors, and now in California, all healthcare and statewide employees are forced to have to take the vaccine. There are people that are scared of losing their income, their stability, their livelihood, and, you know, some of the control of things that they want to enjoy doing. So there are fears across the board here on all sides of the spectrum, and I acknowledge that. And I really respect that. And I just wanted to make this message today to hopefully come from, I try and come from a voice of reason, a voice and a place of love, and honestly, you know, care for everyone. We're all on Team Human. And, you know, there's something that feels like has been going on here. And you can go whatever path you want with that, whether it's the deep state, it's the Great Reset, it's just government overreach, it's, you know, certain trends and things that ultimately, in my opinion, are going to have a great impact on, you know, many generations to come. Specifically, unfortunately, a lot of the youth is getting screwed in this entire process. With that being said, today's message is going to be about just keep pushing, about, you know, putting in that work, about leaning into the tough shit. You know, you're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. If you choose, you can also turn this opportunity and this whole experience and this whole insane, you know, history and string of events over the last, you know, couple years, and there will be more moving forward. You can turn this into a win. You can use this to weaponize yourself, to, you know, put tools on your tool belt in your life, in your business, in your mind, in your heart, your spirit, to come out an even more dangerous human being. And when I say dangerous, somebody that has the necessary tools and resources to do whatever they need to do to succeed, to win, survive in life. And I put this post on my story last night, and I got tons of responses of just checking in. You know, how are you guys doing? And I want to know how you're doing with all of this. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. I'm going to be responding to all my texts that come into that number today, Friday, August 6th. I'm going to Hot August Nights. I'm going to go check out some hot rods, have some fun with my friends. But with that being said, I'm going to be responding to messages. I want to engage with you guys. I want to hear what you got going on. But as I put that message out there, just tons of people battling with fear, anxiety. Should I shut my business down? I want to fight back, but what happens if I do? What if I take this vaccine and something happens to me? I'm a mother of two children and I have a mortgage, and this is coming from a nurse, but I don't want to take the vaccine along with thousands of other nurses. Tired of all the fear mongers and people telling people how to live their lives. How are you feeling? Thank you for asking, brother. Scared for my career as a health professional. What are we to do when the government forces us to take the vaccine? I'm angry. So tons of answers came in. And, you know, at the end of the day, I've had a ton of people ask me, you know, Matt, being that, you know, getting the jab is a very, the fact that I can't even say the actual word without being censored should show you there's something going on here. There's an agenda, right? The fact that they're giving free weed, free alcohol, they're giving free meat out in Utah right now, they're giving $1 million lotto tickets, the list goes on and on and on. to incentivize you to take something. A good product sells itself. If I was going to walk down the street and potentially catch something and fall on my face and, you know, bleed from my eyeballs and out of my ears, and I had a 50% chance of dying, you better believe I'm going to take probably the risk of some exploratory, unapproved FDA type of vaccine to hopefully prevent myself from dying. However, with the data and the statistics that are out there, you know, I'm not going to get that jab. I haven't gotten that jab. I'm a very healthy 33-year-old who can read data, live intelligently, and I can also act respectfully around others and for the decision of others. And I'm going to bet on my immune system and the fact that there is a low statistical chance that I am going to die than take something that my body doesn't need. Our bodies were designed to stay healthy and be healthy. Now, I mind you, I know that there are a lot of people that don't have that type of situation. And guess what? If you wanted to get that jab and that made you feel better and you felt like that was playing a major role in protecting you, that is amazing. Go and get that, because I 100% support your right and decision to do that. Now, when you hear the people, you're the reason, all the unvaccinated people are the reasons that people have been, you know, dying, and you killed my grandma, and you don't care about people, and you're selfish, that's bullshit. Of course I care about other people. Of course I care about my family and my kids. Of course I care about my friends. Of course I care about my customers. Of course I care about you guys, myself. But guess what? I also, in lieu of all of those, or at the same time of me caring about all those other things, I also 100% respect the fact and appreciate that every single person who decides to get it or not get it has that freedom to do so, at least right now. And guess what? My wife got hers. My mom and my dad got theirs. My grandparents, a lot of people in my family, many of my friends and coworkers have. And I 100% support their choice, because that was their choice. It wasn't mandated. It wasn't forced. And I also know a ton of people who haven't. And I 100% respect and support their choice, because it was their choice. But the government is going to make this. I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, and really, honestly, months. The government is going to make it harder and harder on people to live their life who haven't gotten it. They will continue to attack their freedoms. They will continue to attack their character, their beliefs. And it's not going to stop until they get the compliance in the ways that they want, that they get the levels and the thresholds that they want. You know, Fauci came out this week and said already, he fears a variant worse than Delta to be coming. Do you guys see these breadcrumbs? There will be another, and there will be another, and there will be another. Oh yeah, and there will be another until they continue to get what they want. They will find ways to enter and control your life if you don't comply. But guess what? Power and force to get control can be stopped with equal or greater force or power. They're starting to, Exhibit A, mandate the vaccine for indoor dining nationwide, gyms, stores, restaurants, movie theaters. No vaccine, no entry. Exhibit B, Gavin Newsom just came out and said that California will have the strongest state vaccination verification system in the U.S. and will require state employees and healthcare workers to provide proof of vaccination or get tested regularly. They will be firing thousands of mothers and fathers and hardworking individuals, not just from their healthcare jobs, but from state jobs if they don't get the jab. And this has forced many more to get it, even though they didn't want to get it in the first place. It's either you have to choose between your family, your finances, your security, paying your mortgage, keeping a roof over your head and food on your table, or your job and your livelihood goes. You no longer have the freedom to make a choice about whether or not you get something that could or could not, keyword could not, because we've been seeing a lot of vaccinated people get something that was supposed to prevent them from getting. Exhibit C, once it federally gets approved, FDA aims to give final approval to Pfizer vaccine by early next month. Once it's federally approved by Biden, he can actually mandate the vaccine nationwide. So be prepared that there is a very good possibility that this will happen, guys. Remember, fear and power equal control if they go unchecked. But here's the thing, no matter what, we still live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, the last I checked. And so it's going to take a lot to not only force me to get to do something against my free will, but guess what? There's going to be millions upon millions upon millions of people who feel the same way. And again, I'm just going back to what all of the amazing men and women who have fought of all races, of all colors, of all creeds, of all economic backgrounds, how many amazing people have sacrificed to build this amazing country of the United States of America that we get to live in and enjoy today. And we have shit like this happening. But this is where I'm going to leave my message for you guys. I want to leave a message of reason. First and foremost, stay alert. Question everything. Ask questions. Don't allow people who want to throw darts at you and all of these fringe, because a lot of the noise, a lot of what is being pushed is from fringe extreme, left and right. So let's find in all of that noise, voice and logics and reason. So my thoughts, and this has always been my message, but I'm going to reiterate this message today. Just be a good person. Now is the time more than ever we need great people who are scared to get attacked, and I understand that, step up and lead. If you don't feel like something is right, and you're not lying, you're not cheating, you're not stealing, you're not hurting anybody else, then you have to lead and live your life in the way that you see fit. Act with integrity. Be ethical. Treat others with kindness and respect. Work hard. Always challenge yourself. Choose faith over fear. Stay humble and always look to serve when you can. This, to me, is the criteria that I judge myself off of. Be a good person, step up and lead, act with integrity, be ethical, treat others with kindness and respect, work hard, always challenge yourself daily, faith over fear, stay humble and always look to serve when you can. This is the criteria I judge myself off of. And guess what? This is the criteria I judge other people off of. Character matters. All the people that are talking shit right now, that are making everybody who doesn't feel like something is right, who doesn't agree with somebody telling them they have to take a vaccine to go to work or to go into a grocery store or to go to a movie theater or to go eat dinner with their family, and they don't agree with that, all of a sudden they're labeled an extremist, a conspiracy theorist. They're a killer because they maybe potentially could get somebody else sick. Well, guess what? Every damn day you leave your house, there is the risk of absolutely millions upon millions of things and scenarios that could kill you. So character matters, guys, now more than ever too. But no matter what, I'm gonna stay smiling. And I want the same thing for you. Don't let anyone steal your joy. I'm grateful for every day and I'm always optimistic. The best is still yet to come. And guess what? There's going to be challenging days, challenging weeks, months, years. You're going to have seasons of chaos, of turmoil, of stress. Don't waste a good crisis. Use this opportunity as a call to action to step up. Use this opportunity to lift others up with you. This is one of the greatest times ever. And I know so many people be like, Matt, you're out of your damn mind. This is one of the craziest times ever that it is. And it is also one of the greatest opportunities you will ever have in your life to do what you feel called to do, to lead in the way you feel called to lead, to find the people you feel called to connect with, to take the actions and the steps you feel called to take to come out as a more dangerous human being. Nobody goes through life unscathed. You want to strip all of us down metaphorically and look at all of our naked bodies, and guess what? We all got scars. We all have battles that we've been through, and this is just another one. So for all of you with that stress, that anxiety, that fear, lean in, step up, and know that it's going to be okay. I just wanted to share that message today because I know a lot of you are struggling, a lot of you are stressed out, and guess what? I'm right there with you. But guess what? We can also choose with our attitude of gratitude every day to get in the trenches, roll up our sleeves, and do what we can control and trust that the chips are going to fall where they fall. But if something doesn't feel right, don't comply. That's the beauty of where we live in. If all of a sudden everybody just lays down, bends the knee, then they know exactly how far they can take us. And guess what? They're going to overreach the next time and overreach the next time until there is a breaking point that people say enough is enough. Well, guess what? There are many capacities and contexts of what's going on right now that enough is enough for me. And I would challenge you to get comfortable with what your enough is enough is so you know when it's time for you to step up. So with that being said, shoot me your thoughts, guys. How are you feeling? What are your thoughts on all of this? Give me a positive message. Let's go rock Friday. Let's go rock the weekend. And with that being said, always keep investing in yourself. Always keep investing in your wealth. Wealth is a key part of helping you lead and live the life that you want to, make the impact that you want to, and to not be caught in a position where you feel helpless. 844-447-1555. Love you guys. Love, peace, and you know, peace.